What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf yet? I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think, is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life. And then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world. And then they're like, what's the point?
On some level, that openness from Scottie Scheffler is amazing. On the other, I mean, part of me feels like, Scottie, do you know the deepest parts of my heart, what I would feel if I could just hit like a bunch of fairways?
Yeah.
I would just feel such joy in my actual heart to be able to get the golf ball to do things I want it to do.
Yeah. Isn't this guy also the guy that cried on the podium at the Olympics last year when he won? So he cares about some things.
Maybe.
Shoffley. I think he was tearing up.
Shoffley said he doesn't know where his medal is, his gold medal.
Really?
He doesn't know where it is.
That's a problem.
He doesn't care. He's talking about it.
He shouldn't. Oh, because he doesn't care?
He kind of doesn't care. He said,
not because he misplaced it.
He said, he was telling a story yesterday at the Open where Xander Schauffele, where he, you know, he's won majors, and he said his wife put up a picture of him winning a tournament, and he thought, I hate that. I don't want that. He'd rather have a picture of his dog in the gym. He kind of says, I don't need the trophies. I don't need anything. I won the tournament. That's great. You gave me a thing for it. It doesn't really mean anything to me. What am I going to do? Walk into a room of my own trophies and look at them? He said that's just kind of the way that he was, whatever. He grew up, or he just doesn't care about that stuff.
What's going on with all these guys? Come on. Do it. What do you think Tommy Fleetwood is thinking here in all this right now? Guy who's never won a tournament.
I think he's desperately
trying to.
Well, he might wish he won some tournaments, but it's not that winning doesn't matter. He's saying, I don't care about the actual item you gave me.
I see. Okay, yeah.
Here's a medal. Great.
Right.
Should I wear it?
Cares more about the fact that he won. He can walk around saying, I won a gold medal, rather than actually.
And he doesn't even need to say it.
Because what are you going to do? You're not going
to
wear the
gold medal. On the flip side is Tom Brady, who wears 10 rings to a photo shoot. Different strokes for different folks.
I think, right, because I think I respect that more.
Oh, I see. I think that's cheese. I think it's super cheesy.
Really?
Yes. I think the idea of wearing 5 Super Bowl rings is cringe, as the kids say.
Do the kids
still say cringe?
I don't know. I don't think so. I prefer him to wear, like, him. I prefer him to wear none. Anybody that has won, I'd prefer you only wear one of them. Once you start stacking up every finger, like, you know, that's different. You wear one of them, and I'm like, all right. So how many people, like, Shaq wears one of his rings all the time.
Does he?
Yeah. Like, at all times, I think he's got one of them on, and he rotates them.
Does he need to? Shaq walks into a room, and you're like, that's Shaq. I know everything he's done. Hold on. Has he got the rings on? Let's make sure it's really him.
Right.
How'd you feel about Eli Manning? You want to see him wearing his rings?
Oh, no, I don't want to. Well, you know, no, I don't. I don't want to see that.
803-0550 is our phone number. Good morning. Happy week before camp. We are a week before camp. Got a couple of big contracts in the NFL yesterday. Garrett Wilson the day before, Sauce yep. Gardner. Like, the Jets do some good business where they just sign guys that are good. Give them big money.
Yep.
Sign guys that are good. They've got, obviously, a lot more to do.
They've got talent. They really should be better than they are. Should they not? They have, these are star players that they are locking up that are near or at the top of their position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sauce Gardner is a top-tier corner in the league, and Garrett Wilson is probably a top-tier receiver in the league that we just haven't really fully gotten to see because his quarterback is stunk. But even with
then,
the
he's got three
really
1,000-yard seasons.
Right. So they've got those two guys. They've got, I mean, Breece Hall's pretty darn good. Same thing, like, he got injured too. But you can't fully get a grip on how good a lot of these guys are there because the whole thing is just such a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
That it's, they kind of get hidden behind the flames of what the Jets usually are.
Right, and it kind of gets to a spot where if you're an NFL team that has a quarterback, you're a real team. And if you're not, I saw the Wilson news came down. A couple of people wrote to me about this, like, wow, the Jets, like, look at all this money, and it's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do? Not have good players? Unless you're going to actively tank and trade him away for pieces, you're going to not pay that guy? Because I think about this in terms of the Commanders. I mean, the Commanders or the Bears are good for this with Caleb Williams or, you know, any of the rookie quarterbacks. You get yourself in a spot in the NFL where if you don't have a good roster and a quarterback kind of comes in, like, whoa, what's this guy supposed to do? He's working with nothing, right? Mm-hmm. That's Drake May. Last year, Drake May goes to an England team that doesn't have anything around him. The line's terrible. The weapons are terrible. They don't start him because they think, we're not good enough. We're not ready for this quarterback to come in.
Right.
The right thing to do is, all right, sure, we're wandering the desert looking for a quarterback. If you're the Jets, we should keep guys like Garrett Wilson and keep guys like Sauce Gardner. And I don't know what their plan is to get a quarterback long term. Right now it's Justin Fields. But you should kind of be acting like at any moment we might find one. It might be because we have a bad season and we can draft seventh. It might be because somebody becomes available, like a Baker Mayfield. Like, unless you're going to actively go down and tank, which is something that you could do, and I think there's merit to that.
Yep.
But if you've got pieces, like the Jets have some nice pieces, and Wilson and Gardner are two of them, then you should definitely commit and say, we're going to do everything we can. It's a little bit like Tage and Dallin. Unless you're actively going to go away, you have to try and keep them happy and say, man, if we ever got this thing together, we'd have something here.
But it's finding the quarterback. Doesn't that all kind of sound like a version of the Drought Bills a little bit? Like, I don't know, did the Drought Bills ever have players as good at their positions as Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner? Maybe not.
They probably did. Wasn't one of the biggest sins of the Drought Bills that they didn't take enough cracks at quarterback?
That's
100%. How many honest cracks did they take? Manuel and Lossman? Two? It's a 17-year drought, and it was Orton, it's Bledsoe, it's
Edwards is a third-round pick.
It's Trent, it's Tyrod. I mean, Tyrod ultimately breaks it, so like that's the one that works.
Yeah, but what was he when he got here? He was the Ravens' backup quarterback, who was a sixth round pick.
Yeah, and there's there's a year there where they're 0-8 and they're scrappy and they finish 4-12. And instead of charting a course with Cam Newton, you go defensive tackle. You know, like if you don't have a quarterback, you should of course know that and be looking for one.
And the Jets have taken cracks.
They have taken cracks.
But would you consider this one?
No, I would consider.
I wouldn't consider this one.
Wouldn't you consider this their Tyrod year? Hey, I'm coming in there, and Justin Fields is a guy in the league that has done some nice things, and if you're Aaron Glenn and the Jets, you want to try and get something on the board that looks respectable. Because they've been a mess, even with Rodgers. I mean, they were a mess. He gets hurt the first year, and then the second year, they went four games last year. They were a disaster.
Five, I think.
All right. Yeah. So I feel like the Aaron Glenn year one is the attempt to kind of remake the McDermott year. I mean, the difference is, for the Bills, they kind of got rid of Sammy Watkins and got rid of Ronald Darby. But those guys were not the caliber of Wilson and Gardner. If they were, the Bills probably maybe locked them up instead of do what they did. So I respect what the Jets did. I think it's smart business for them to keep those two guys. They just hired a new coach. He does not strike me as, you know, a total teardown kind of coach.
Yep. So they did go a long time without picking one, though. They pick Mark Sanchez.
Fifth overall
in 2009. And they don't draft a quarterback They draft Greg McElroy in the 7th round. They They draft Geno Smith in the 2nd round.
Yeah.
Does that count? As a real try, a real swing at a quarterback?
It was the 2nd quarterback taken in that draft.
Okay. And then they go all the way to 18 where they draft Darnold.
Oh, right. Darnold and Zach Wilson.
Within 3 years of each
other. Okay. So that's three quarterbacks taken in the top 5?
Yes.
And the Bills had 0 of those?
Right. They had 2 mid to late round first round picks. Results end up being the same, right? Like, they've missed the playoffs 11 years in a row, or actually more than that, right? They're the same as the Sabres, 14 years in a row, and they don't have a quarterback to speak of right now. And that's the thing, like, I don't feel bad for them. I feel like they actually are on the right track in a lot of other areas. The ownership might always screw it up, but I think the coach hire was actually pretty good. And I think he's a professional coach, Aaron Glenn, that probably has them being competitive. I like a lot of their top-level talent with Gardner and Wilson and Hall and Quinn and Williams and go down the list. But I don't think it matters if your quarterback isn't good, and I don't know when they're going to do that. When are they? Are they going to do that this year?
And they're going for Fields, right?
And then they're going to be at next year they're going to be at a rookie. Like, it just... I don't know what their... I would like to know what their game plan is before I would ever say that team's going to get good. Look at all the talent. I think most likely these players go through their contracts and are really good players that never end up winning anything. Because they're on the Jets. It's probably how it's going to go. Unless they think they're going to get like Dak Prescott in a year.
They could also... I mean, if you're the Jets, you might have one of those seasons where you're... Well, New England. Did New England just have a pretty good season?
New England had...
I shouldn't say
that.
Well,
I mean...
They won 3 games.
Their quarterback had a good
year.
Their
quarterback had a good... Right. That's another funny part of this. Like, the Jets... Here are the Jets with some elite talent not at quarterback, and the Patriots have elite talent, maybe, at quarterback. Won 3 games.
Yep.
Hired a coach people know about. Added some pieces around it. And aren't they picked almost everywhere to finish ahead of the Jets? New England?
Sure. New England is favored in 11 of their games.
That's nuts.
They're favored right now in 11 of their games. The Jets open against the Steelers at home.
It's a good start. I'll watch that game.
That's a measuring stick game right there.
That is the best revenge game of the year. The Jets against Rodgers and Fields against the Jets. Fields against Steelers.
Yeah.
That's an incredible revenge game.
Well, that's 1 o'clock on Sunday. That'll be the game to watch. Bills and Ravens at night. So,
what's my Sunday one? Give me my Sunday rundown. Sunday 1 o'clock, watch Jets Steelers. What's the 4 o'clock game we're gonna watch?
The 4 o'clock game you're
week
gonna
one.
Watch.
This is planning week one ahead of Bills Ravens Sunday Night Football.
You want the games you're gonna miss at 1 o'clock?
No,
if you're watching?
I'm already
4 o'clock. Where's 4 o'clock?
Is that the best 1 o'clock game? Jets Steelers.
Yes, okay. Unless you think now Patriots Raiders.
No.
No, there's nothing else.
Okay, good.
Okay, 4 o'clock game is going to be, you've got Niners, Seahawks, Titans, Broncos, Lions, Packers, and Texans, Rams. It's either Lions, Packers, or Texans, Rams.
Yeah, it's one of those two.
Which are both good.
They're good.
I like the finding out about things, though. Like, I don't need to find out about the Lions and the Packers. They're both really good. I have no idea how good the Texans are, and the Rams, I want to bet, are really good this year, but I wouldn't want to be lock solid about that. That's why I like the Steelers-Jets game. I have no idea how good either one of those teams are going to be. I'm slightly open to the Jets being like an 8-9 win team.
Scrappy.
Like, what? Do they have to be that different than what Pittsburgh is?
No, and the fact that New England is favored in 11 games tells you it's a lot about schedule.
Yes.
And the fact that the Bills are favored in every game also tells you that's about schedule.
Yep.
Just want to really quick in 1 minute tell me how many wins the Jets get just based on their schedule.
Sure.
All right. Like, this is a team we don't know how good they are at all. They open with how many wins are they going to have? They open Steelers.
They'll give them a loss.
Well, if they lose that game, they're in trouble. Because here's how it goes. Somehow, this is kind of funny. Maybe it's just because the Bills are good and we don't expect the Jets to be.
Yeah.
Here, New England, we found 10 wins, and it's not even that hard to find 10 wins.
Yeah.
Here's the Jets' opening schedule. Steelers, you went loss?
Yeah.
Okay. Bills?
Loss.
Bucks?
Loss.
Dolphins?
Where's the game?
Miami?
Loss.
0-4. Cowboys?
Loss.
Broncos?
Loss.
They're 0-6.
Yeah. I did say a minute ago I think they'll be competitive this year. 0-6.
Here we go. 0-6. Panthers.
Win.
You sure about that?
No, but I got to give them something. Okay. I got to give them something.
Bengals.
Loss.
Browns.
Win.
Patriots.
Loss.
Ravens.
Loss.
Falcons.
Give them a win. Give them a win against the Falcons.
Dolphins.
Win.
Jaguars.
Where's that game? Jacksonville. Okay. Jacksonville.
Saints.
Win.
Patriots.
Loss.
Bills.
Loss.
That's like 5-11. Or sorry.
5-12. I mean, maybe I don't think they're going to be that good this year. That might be good for them.
They really
that might be good for them.
Aren't they looking to maybe be the drought Bills that started 0-8 and finished 4-12? Although but that's the thing. If they start 0-6,
they should pile it into a landfill.
That's right. It's a good
for the year.
It's a good quarterback class. It's a good at the top. It's a good quarterback class. So,
and what's their backup situation?
Behind Fields,
can they put somebody in that's kind of not going to? It's Tyrod. Might be better. Might be an improvement, honestly, over Fields.
1 week away from the start of training camp. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's WGR, and it's Give 716 Day. Go to give716.org for Give 716 Day and be a part of that. Talking a little bit about the Jets there, just because Sauce Gardner and the contract now for Sauce Gardner and for Garrett Wilson. And beyond that, you know, we'll see where it goes for them. But that start of the schedule, that is brutal. Totally, that's tough. Then there's Miami. Then there's New England. I mean, this division.
New England. How about New England being favored in 11 games? Like, that's expectation.
Yeah.
That is, you should make the playoffs.
Their over-under is 8.5, I think.
Okay. That's interesting that those two things
maybe it's 9.5.
Would both be true. That number would be that low and they'd be favored in that many games. Because if you're favored in that many games, like, you should make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They should make the playoffs. But it's kind of tough for me without the schedule piece of it to look at them and say, yeah, they're one of the seven best teams in the AFC. Depends what you think of Denver, I think, and what you think of. Depends what you think of the second and third AFC West teams and what you think of Cincinnati. And I tend to think Cincinnati will get back in. They have the worst defense ever, and they still only miss the playoffs because of a 2-point conversion against Baltimore, a flag against Kansas City, and a fumble at the 1-yard line against New England. Like, one of those three things goes their way with that defense, and they're in the playoffs. So I think they're back in. And then I like Denver and the Chargers too much to think that, like, it's going to be easy for New England.
Yeah. 803-0550. Owen, I want to ask a favor of you, if you could. Can you get the Chargers yellow jersey up on the feed on YouTube?
The gold jerseys?
Yeah, the gold jerseys. The Chargers added two new jerseys. That happened yesterday. Have been waiting for that. One of them is a navy that, to me, does look like the Natron Means Chargers from the 90s, early 90s, late 90s. Mm-hmm. And the other one is a gold set. And whether you like it or not, it's like a color rush set.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of gold is this? This is it's not Notre Dame gold. It's yellow.
It's kind of
Sabres gold.
I was gonna say Sabres gold.
It's kind
of
Sabres gold.
Yeah.
So it's gold, and the other color is powder. So the powder blue.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I'll say about this, I had a funny moment where I'm thinking, all right, what do they look like? Who do they look like? Because anytime a team comes out with a new uniform, you say, oh, that looks like so-and-so.
Yep.
The Bills wear their red tops and white pants. They look like the Patriots because the Patriots had those color jerseys. Or, you know, hey, look at this new uniform set. Oh, you look like then insert a college team, right?
Uh-huh.
Reminds me of this. Reminds me of that. When the Chargers dropped their gold ones yesterday, the yellow ones,
yeah.
My first thought was, I don't know if that looks like anybody I know. And the last time I thought that was the Dallas Stars. Like, the Stars wear a green that nobody else in sports really wears. That green's not a lot of places.
No.
And the Chargers in this yellow, if they're going to lean into that yellow, like, man, that doesn't really look like anybody I know. So Owen's going to throw it up here because if you're watching us on YouTube, you can always check us out on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Somebody in the chat has the answer here because I think this is pretty funny. Who do they look like? I can't think of anybody. I can't think of it. And my buddy sent me a text and said, they look like the Savannah Bananas. And that's right.
They look like that.
That's who they look like. They look like the Savannah Bananas.
A little bit.
Very Savannah Banana vibes.
Does the yellow Yeah, that's right. It's a banana yellow. It's a banana yellow. Because nobody else wears that as a primary, right? Like, gold is usually an accent off a team's color. Does anybody have a primary color in their logo that's that color? Yellow? The Warriors a little bit? The Warriors, though, have... Like, when you think of the Warriors, you don't think of that color. They've had alternates that are that color, but when you think of them winning titles, they're not wearing... I don't think. Are they ever wearing an all-yellow uniform? They're wearing the blue with the Golden Gate Bridge in the middle of it. So I thought Warriors a little bit.
Okay, Warriors. I get that.
But again, that's not their main uniform. It's an alternate.
They're bright, these yellow jerseys.
Yeah.
Savannah Bananas. It's pretty funny.
They have, I'm looking at a graphic now where they have 8 different uniform combinations this year that they're going to wear,
mm-hmm,
with the different pants combos, with the different jerseys. They have the LaDainian Tomlinson throwback
uniform. I think, hot take here, I know we all love the powder for the Chargers. That navy, I do like that navy. I think it looks pretty cool. Navy's often overused, and for a while there, every team in the league had some...
Had to be navy.
When the Sabres had the dark blue and it was too dark, I think the Chargers' navy is pretty sharp. I like it.
Yep.
So anyway, new jerseys from the Chargers. Who else is going to surprise us? Yesterday, the Bucks just dropped the creamsicle Rhodes.
Yep.
And kind of like boudoir-looking photos with Baker Mayfield and the team. Like, oh, all right, great. Those are cool uniforms. We like those usually. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The Open Championship tomorrow, Foam Porch Rush in Northern Ireland. Exciting. Scotty tees off tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.?
5 a.m., yeah.
Let's have it.
You get early tees. I can't believe none of you guys voted with me to have this the second best major. This is the second best major. Early, it's on when you wake up, and look at these courses. The cliffs, they're beautiful. Northern Ireland. Come on.
In the moment when we ranked the majors, I put it fourth, and that feels wrong. Right now, that feels wrong. I was a prisoner of the moment. Now I'm a prisoner of this moment. And I can't be fourth. I'll give it third.
Yeah. Although it feels like...
I'll give it third, but this year's U.S. Open did not do it for me.
This year's U.S. Open?
It did not.
Was it just because of the rain, though, on Sunday and like how ridiculous it was?
It was because the course doesn't have any trees. And I just,
That's why?
I don't think it looks good. As a television viewer, I don't think it looks good. I mean, this course might not have a lot of trees either, but...
You could just be offended that they removed, what was the number, like 12,000 trees?
It's a lot of trees.
I've been higher than that.
Anyway, 803-0550, happy 716 day. Be a part of it by going to give716.org. Jeremy and Joe on WG.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
PR.
Who's the tougher quarterback to prepare for? Bills Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
I would say Josh Allen, just because they both make something out of nothing. You know what I mean? They'll both create and be dynamic and just, you know, run all over the field. But Josh is just, he's such a problem. Like his size, he's like 250, 6'6", 250. We played in that AFC Championship game. He almost completed that pass at the end of the game. And we'd send an all-out pressure to him. And, you know, it just ended up falling short. But this guy is just incredible with what he does. He can either be their superhero or be their biggest villain. But when he's on, he is extremely on.
Justin Reed, now Saints safety Justin Reed, formerly the Chiefs. He was on the field for that AFC Championship game, of course. Josh is rarely their biggest villain, right? He had all the way until he said, like, he could be their biggest hero or their biggest villain. He's had a couple games where he says, like, I was terrible tonight. The opener against the Jets a couple years ago, we threw three picks.
That was a bad one.
Like, that's it. That's the last one I can remember.
Like a bad game.
He's not into it. It's super rare.
Did he not set the NFL record for like lowest completion percentage against Houston last year?
Yeah, but
he was like 9 of 30.
I feel like we did not think that was his fault. That was when he soon after added Amari Cooper.
He wasn't good.
No.
In that game, by any means. And he, was it not him that decided to start chucking the ball deep on drive?
He put a ball in Mac Hollins' hands early that he didn't catch.
That's right.
And he also missed Kincaid on one. Anyway, whatever.
Usually,
we're talking about the Houston game
when
now.
When I think of him having a bad game, and you're right, like maybe it's happened maybe twice in the last 2 years, it is... He gets into, there still is in there somewhere, that sugar high Josh Allen mode. Where, in that Houston game, why do I think he might have had a bad game? Because he decided to start chucking the ball deep on the last drive of the game. And you go to McDermott on the sidelines, who's mouthing, we should be running the ball, or we should be going short, whatever he said.
Yeah.
Remember, he like said something about, like, what are we doing? And that was the year before, the Jet game, which maybe is his last bad game, where McDermott is pointing to Josh, who had just ducked inside to try to gain extra yardage, and the camera pans to McDermott, who is pointing to his temple and saying, be smart, be smart. And then the next play on 7 yards from the first down six, Allen tried to jump over three players.
Yeah,
that's what he looks like when he's having a bad game. But again, it's... maybe one time, maybe twice.
One out of every 20 games. And sometimes
maybe.
And often they're right in there to still win the game. So, yeah.
Right?
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. That's Justin Reed on who's harder to defend, Lamar or Josh. There is a point there. If you're a defender, if you're a safety especially, I wonder if safeties and defensive linemen would have different views here. If you're a safety, are you more likely to think, I can wrangle Lamar when he gets loose in the pocket versus Josh is going to run over me? Because when he talks about his size, he's talking about how difficult he is to bring down and how you could have a defensive lineman draped all over him. He can still get that throw off to Kincaid as he's running backwards.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
I saw a play in the quarterback documentary yesterday that's on Netflix right now that I'd completely forgotten about because it didn't count, was the chest pass touchdown he threw to Kincaid in Detroit last year. And there's a funny Jared Goff moment in there where he's like, he's even on the Lions sidelines, like, wow, can you see that? And then it gets called back. He's like, oh, cool, cool, cool play, Josh. Doesn't count. Doesn't count. You're having some fun with it. But like that play, how many plays have we forgotten of him that are the pass he makes to Gabe Davis against the Jets after he hurt his arm?
Yeah.
That doesn't get caught. It's probably a long list of those, honestly.
That was circulating Twitter yesterday for some reason.
That pass?
I saw that's it why I thought of it.
Just kind of popped up on everyone's timeline, and I completely forgot about
it. Is it still, I think it was at the time, the longest throw in the league in like more than 5 years? Against the Jets, they lose this game.
Was Sauce Gardner in coverage? Is that okay? So Bills fans took the opportunity to say, like, here's Sauce getting cooked by Gabe Davis. Is that it?
I kind of hope not, because sure, did he win the pass didn't get completed.
Sure, but he got beat. Doesn't matter. Your corner, he got beat.
I guess. That's a good reason. I bet that is why that was circulating.
803-0550. Yesterday, I wanted to get to as a goalie question, and we never did. And why not right now? It's about UPL's mask.
He's got a new one?
UPL's got a new mask. So let's get to as a goalie with senior goaltending correspondent Owen Parker here.
Hey, as a goalie, should that guy have gotten that?
As a goalie.
As a goalie.
Yes, is the easy answer there.
Brought to the blue line right in the middle. It's Metcalf now to the far boards again. Cross-eyes pass. Open cage. Oh, Owen Parker with a glove save.
That is where you start getting into goaltending is voodoo.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, so as a goalie, UPL has a new mask. You looking at it? You see it? It's like a skulled out, red-eyed buffalo skull with hair, fur.
Yeah.
It's like a furry skull, demonic buffalo
thing.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. I don't know. A lot of goalies have this where they have like their own sort of unique spin on their mask style. And this is, I guess, UPL's thing, because he's had a few of these masks with the red eyes on top that are really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Talk to us about goaltender mask culture.
Oh, man. This is a fun area.
Do you have to have something that looks violent and undead?
There's a lot of that. I never had much of that. My last mask for New Mexico was a lot of city. I had a skyline. I had the mountain range where we played. There's so many different things that guys get into that, and goalies are so, so superstitious that if you get a mask and you play well in it and there's something on the mask that you somehow just attribute that good play to, you will forever have that thing on your mask. So I always had 32 was my number. So I would have 32 of whatever the logo of the team I played for was on the mask.
So like 32.
So like 32 paw prints was my New Mexico mask. Wow. And I had 32 little N's for Nichols when I played there.
Yeah.
And then you see stuff like this where a guy's got their own, like, specific style of mask. Mm-hmm. And if you go through UPL's mask, they all kind of are a spin on this sort of monster with the eyes on top. My partner in New Mexico, Benny Halaz, his thing was he would have a tattoo artist from back home draw in pencil over just a white mask. And he would have it laminated over, and he would have like pencil monsters on his mask.
Pencil monsters.
It was really cool because you wouldn't see it from far away. It would look like just a normal mask, and then you'd get up close, and you could see all the art on it. It was really, really cool. But I mean, this thing is a good look. I like the color on it a lot. There's a little red pop for when they're wearing the red gear. It's a good. Yeah. He's thought of it all here. It's a nice look. The horns on top are sweet too.
It's expensive to get one of these masks made, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys are artists that do this stuff.
Yeah.
Is it
getting a really elaborate tattoo? Like
exactly. You're tattooing a mask, basically. Yeah. Like mine, I don't want to even say this out loud, but it was like $600 to get mine painted. Yeah, and I feel
like these guys are in like the thousands.
Easily into thousands of dollars.
Is it the only place in sports where art is permitted?
The pads. Do the same thing with the pads.
Yeah, goalie pad setup. The closest thing I can think of is my cleats, my cause, right? When NFL players are allowed to wear cleats for charity.
They had to fight for that. Like, that's right. That's recent. Like, guys would wear stuff like that and get fined.
And you can, of course, like, get tattoos and stuff. But right, you're not...
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you express any sort of thing like that?
Right. No. I love it. It's part of what... When I started playing goalie, I didn't really love the idea of it, aside from getting to not
skate all around.
But I thought, oh, this is cool. I get to, like, the pads are awesome, and the masks are the coolest.
Yeah.
So I'll get that at least. And so I had a real good time with the masks that I got painted. I only had two that ended up being custom jobs, but they were both really well done. Both the guys that did it did a really good job for me.
All-time Sabre mask, easily the Ryan Miller mask?
Yeah.
Not the Hasek mask? Not just the traditional Hasek?
That's iconic.
Don't you see the goalie that has that mask and think this guy's nuts? He's just
like
different.
He's good.
Like Arturs Erbe back in the day, wearing just.
Yeah, I remember him.
The first goalie I played travel hockey with, Grant Letcher, wore that thing at like 15 in whatever it was, 2015.
Like, look at this guy. It's like dressing like Payne Stewart on the golf course.
Yeah,
exactly. when you're wearing that thing, like, oh, this. Look at this guy.
It's like if an NHL player now came out with a Jofa helmet. Like, whoa.
Yeah, right.
What happened? It's pretty cool.
The Ryan Miller mask.
Miller one's iconic. The Miller one's the only one I can even think of.
I'll give you a couple
that
you can think of. Didn't Allmark have some iconic masks?
He had some
Minions.
Minions. The Minions ones.
That's right. The Minions were pretty good. But, like, what did Robin Lehner wear in his mask?
He had some
Carter
cool,
Hutton wear in his mask.
Like, tattoo-y stuff on his. Lehner did. I remember that. He had good ones. But
Levi's is kind of fun with the lightsabers and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Levi's, I thought, was like a Roman Empire style thing, like gladiators.
He might have had two. He might have had one of that and the Star Wars.
Because I remember Russell Crowe is on his helmet.
Yeah.
Like in the movie Gladiator. He might also have a Star Wars one.
I'm trying to think around the league if there's any that I know.
Well, the most iconic ever. What's Vasilevsky's?
He's got the lightning.
It's
very cool.
The most iconic ever. Are you going to say Cujo, Joseph? Or?
Ooh, no, I was going to say Belfour.
Okay, yeah, the Eagle. Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie the Eagle.
That's
probably the most
well
known.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All right. This has been As a Goalie with our senior goaltending correspondent, Owen Parker, on UPL's new undead zombie buffalo mask.
And then very quickly, Brodeur's was always the most boring.
It was just
a default, you know,
Devil's logo
that you would buy at a department store.
The style of play that the Devils had actually became sentient and became a helmet, and he just wore it.
I have never liked Marty Brodeur.
No,
I gotta say, as a goalie, I know that might be controversial.
Shots fired.
Like, stunk.
He didn't stink.
He didn't stink, but he was overrated. Definitely assisted in his success by the brutality of that devil system that was horrible. Oh, it was so gross.
All the way to just not even liking him.
Not liking him at all. Oh. I don't like him. How about Nate not even recognizing him in Pinehurst? You remember that?
Oh, the other one I remember loving was Olaf Kolzig, because I loved like dinosaurs and Godzilla when I was a kid, and he had Godzilla on his mask.
That was a good one too.
Kolzig.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR. Don't look now. Are we one step closer to Thomas Vanek being an NHL GM? The Sharks yesterday announced new titles for some of their people in the front office.
Uh-huh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Thomas Vanek has a new title. He's on the hockey operations staff.
Okay.
They added a bunch of titles, including the tweet yesterday, they've hired Joe Thornton.
Okay.
He's player development coach and hockey operations advisor. In addition to that, it's here's Thomas Vanek, hockey operations advisor. So you've got Miller, Vanek, and Greer all working for the Sharks. And I'm just saying, hockey operations advisor, is that not a step closer to... can Thomas Vanek have the job? Does he want the job? Of course, the job's got to be open. Who knows? Maybe they make the playoffs this year and the job's not open. But if the job's open, I'm putting Thomas Vanek on my
list.
He
will have a resume of... some sort.
Working in a hockey front office.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
This is the only league where you just, who's going to run my team? Who used to play for me? Let's look at the list.
Did Vanek play for the Sharks? He played for every other team.
No. Well, he's not going to be the Sharks GM, though.
No, maybe.
Greer did.
Greer played for
the Sharks. How many GMs in the league right now in all of sports played for the team they currently run, and what percentage of those are in the NHL?
I mean, most of them are NHL. Yes, definitely.
I'm not saying like baseball, it's a bad idea to go down that route. I mean, no, it might be the only way for the Sabres to get someone who's qualified.
It's standard in the league for that to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vanek, maybe one step closer. What if he wants to be a
GM? Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I mean, if he's rising up through the hockey operations department, I would imagine he'd have sights set on running a team one day. Miller is just a scout still, I think, for that team.
Yeah. The NHL season will open with a triple header. I think the Sabres schedule comes out today.
The Sabres schedule?
I think so.
The regular season schedule?
Yes, the Sabres.
Oh, is that because I saw the Sabres did a thing yesterday with every opponent.
As a chicken wing.
As a chicken wing.
And it was good. It was well done. It was funny.
Yeah.
Each team they play as a chicken wing, like the Flames are flaming hot.
Yeah.
I did have a small dose of when the Leafs wing.
Which one was the Leafs one?
The Leafs wing said warning, choking hazard.
I did see that. Yeah, that's right.
I do appreciate it.
I do.
I also.
Are they the right people to make that
it's
joke,
fine.
Though?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to make the jokes like you might as well just make the jokes. But the NHL is going to open its season with a triple header on October 7th.
Okay.
First game of the season, it's going to be Panthers and Blackhawks, 5 p.m. You could just.
5 p.m.
Here's the funniest part about this. Outside of the Rangers, who are the teams playing on opening night? It's so predictable. It's Blackhawks, Rangers, Penguins,
and then Avs Kings. So,
okay,
Panthers Blackhawks to open the season.
Yep.
Of course, the defending Stanley Cup champs against the Blackhawks.
Sure.
Got to be. Is it outdoors?
It's got to be an
original. Is it at Wrigley Field?
Again.
It's fine. So a triple header on October 7th. That's the opener of the NHL season. The Sabres are not, by the way, opening the season in Prague. They'll just open at home, right?
Yes.
Real quick, just a knee-jerk reaction. Is there a bad schedule for the NHL? Like, what would be bad for the Sabres? You just don't like the look of the schedule. What would be bad?
Well, at the start, I think I'd like them to open at home.
A lot. Like, load the front.
Well, because remember last year, I mean, they went to Prague, but they came home
and the season
for
was
the
over.
Opener, and they already were
0-2.
They were 0-2, and they looked bad.
Yeah.
So vibes were already down a little bit. So, yeah, I would hope they open at home. And then what's a bad schedule? A bad schedule is it depends on your personal preference. Like, you might want a lot of afternoon Saturday games.
Oh, for sure.
Matinee games.
I love the afternoon games.
So if you only have like two of those, then a lot of people would probably consider that to be a bad schedule.
Their afternoon matinees have been good atmospheres for them.
For me, a bad schedule is Toronto not coming here until like late in the year.
Which happened last year.
Yeah, like they came in, it was the second to last game of the season.
And the first matchup was in January.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So, like, give me the Toronto games. I know they are. It's the other fan base filling up the building, but that's the most energy in the building of the year. I would like to have that earlier in the season. So, the Leafs early.
803-0550 is our number.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So, when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.